Earlier in the legislative session, a Senate subcommittee slashed all of the state funding for domestic violence and sexual assault prevention programs. It would have impacted projects like Girls on the Run and Choose Respect. Now, with the governor's revised budget, some of that money has been put back. KTOO's Elizabeth Jenkins has more.
Alaska tops a lot of lists. Best whale watching, cleanest air quality,
child sexual abuse, infant rape, domestic violence, sexual assault, stalking.
Peggy Brown is the executive director at the Alaska Network on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. She says when the network heard their 2016 state budget for prevention programs was being eliminated, it felt like being kicked in the rib.
Not to use violent language, but, you know, they got the breath knocked out of them a little bit.
In the 5 years the prevention programs existed in Alaska, there have already been signs of success. One program, called the 4th R, was able to identify students who experienced sexual violence and role-play healthy relationships.
And I think people really like these programs. I think it gave people a certain amount of hope with these horrible numbers that maybe there were just kind of some normal, simple things that normal, simple folks could do rather than breaking up a fight or calling 911.
Now, some of that lost funding might be reinstated. Governor Bill Walker's revised budget allocates $1.5 million for sexual assault prevention programs, about half of last year's.
And we understand, I mean, the state's in a difficult spot right now, but that 1.5 is critical to maintain projects moving forward.
Lori Morton is the executive director of the Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. She says 10 communities in Alaska currently have readiness prevention programs that help jumpstart the bigger ones.
If we have the 1.5 million restored, the number of those communities will be reduced to 5.
Morton couldn't say which locations would be cut. Projects like Green Dot, which teaches violence intervention skills, won't be able to spread to other communities as quickly as the network hoped. But most sexual and domestic violence prevention programs will still be able to function. Peggy Brown says for prevention work to actually be effective, it has to saturate the area for at least 5 years.
And we were just at the 5-year mark, and we were just getting data to complete evaluation of a lot of these different programs.
In 2011, the Alaska Victimization Survey in Juneau showed 55 out of every 100 women suffered from domestic violence or sexual assault. The network hopes that number's decreasing. A 2016 version of the survey could confirm that, but it's contingent on the $1.5 million in the governor's revised budget. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.